Blog Talk Radio.
If you believe you can move the highest mountain.
What the hell? What the heck?
Across from me, the lady.
Hello, everybody. It's me.
And so, what's up, girl? How you doing? You all right?
I'm okay, honey. How are you?
You know what? I'm sweating like a Hebrew slave because, you know, you see my hair? it is so humid outside. My hair is straight.
When it's humid, Greg.
Okay.
When it's humid, it goes curly, darling.
Oh, is that what that is? Okay, my hair is curly then. We want to give a shout out to everybody in the UK because I know it is midnight there, and we got 90 minutes, and we're going to talk about a lot of things. Okay, we got you in chat. We got two chats going on. We got one here on G Radio Blog Talk. And we also have one of Greg Lassiter fans. So, Sophia, you know, guys, we don't even know what the hell we're going to talk about, do we?
We have no idea, but you know what? We'll wing it. It's fine. It's cool. It's absolutely brilliant. I'm sure there's going to be a fair few people that will be able to write into the chat and tell us what they wanted to
absolutely.
Talk about. But to be honest with you, we've got enough to talk about.
Oh, absolutely. But if you guys also want to
with everything that's been going on this week, Greg.
Oh, my God. You're absolutely right. If you're calling in from the UK, 011, is it? 563-999. 001. I'm sorry. You might be calling Uganda somewhere. That's right. 001. My bad. 001-563-999-3555. So, Smith, let's tell everybody. We've known each other for, like, I think 100 years, right? About 100 years. Something like that, right?
Well, you're a little bit older than me, my dear, so. But, yeah, we've known each other.
No, you did not say that. Okay.
Yeah. No, I did. I did say that. No. Yeah, we've known each other. Oh, my God, it's been, I think in total, probably about 5 or 6 years, really.
Five or six years,
like,
absolutely.
Probably known each other for about 5 or 6 years.
Yes, right.
But it feels like
a
lifetime,
yeah.
Greg.
Well,
you've worn me out.
Yes,
I'm
gray. Does. I know. You're not talking. Oh, my God. When I met Sophia, I had an afro. Now you guys know what I'm like right now. I'm bald. I had an afro. So, you know, so don't even start. But Sophia and I, you guys know, we're both. Let me talk about Sophia for a minute. She's a very, very highly successful businesswoman, not just the UK, all over the world. And how I met her was through her big group, the Number One Club International. Is that right? Is that right, Soph?
DD, yes, right? It is. TNOCI for sure.
Yes.
But, yeah.
TNOCI, right. TNOCI, right. Mm-hmm. The Number One Club. And you got to be pretty daggone special to be in there. And I'm not talking short butt special. I'm talking about high neck special, okay? Okay, I'm going to stop. I know I'm going to stop, so I'm going to stop. I got to stop. So we over the years, though, we've been trying to get together and do projects, right?
We have. I think we talked about it so many times. But I think it was just the timing just wasn't right, Greg. I think there were so many things going on. And you know what I'm like. I'm one of these. I'm into divine timing. So it's all about, you know, for me, something's got to be right. It's got to be at the right time. And it just fell into place, didn't it, this year?
Right.
So
it's been
very educational working with you, Greg. That's all I can say.
Wait. That doesn't sound like a good thing. Oh, my God. You make it sound like I'm hard to work with. Am I hard to work with, Soph?
Oh, no. No. Really?
No.
Not.
I'm not.
Yeah, well. No, listen, I'm only joking. You are an amazing business partner. You are a superb business partner. You're just so passionate about everything you do, Greg. That, you know, it rubs off on everybody else as well. People that haven't met you. And guys, just to let you know, everybody in the UK that obviously is connected to me and knows me, especially, and can I just give a big shout out to Lynn Bateson and the High Net Connect team as well and all of the community there. I love you people. You are wonderful. And Liz, I will see you tomorrow morning. We've got meetings to talk about some other amazing things. So listen to this space, and it'll all be announced soon. However, I just want to say a big shout out to everybody there because they have supported us hugely, Greg. Not just, you know, the show, but also with Emma's European Adventure. For those of you that don't know, we've written a book, obviously, and you know, we're doing phenomenally well with the pre-sales of the book, and we have a target, and we're nearly there, Greg. We're nearly there. So
guys, you know what, guys? I got to tell you, Sophia, I've never had business partners, as they say in the U.S., on the come up. I've had a great team, but never have business partners. And business partners are people, in my opinion, that you kick things off of, and they, you know, you have one respect for one another. I've never had that until I got, you know, Sophia and Grant. And they are amazing business partners. And Sophia, just to let you guys know, I have 17 companies, I think 17, 18, something like that. And Sophia is the president of most of them. I would say you know, I think most of them, pretty much most of them. And when you came into my life, I mean, my whole, all of them. But yes, all of them. My bad, all of them. But I have to say, you know, I walk into the office and on my offices and I say something and you know, it's usually done and it's all said with respect and I and nobody ever questions me. But when you have partners, you can't always just walk in and say do this and do that. I got to tell this story, Sophia. I got to tell the story. Sorry, I got time to follow this too. Yeah. So one day, Sophia and I don't know what we were talking about, but it was something that it was a business because I talked to Sophia 100 times a day, and our conversation, guys, our conversation goes since we got 17 to 20 companies, our conversation, you would think we're dyslexic or AHAD because so I don't know how Sophia keeps up with me because I'm going Sophia we could be talking about the book 1 minute and talking about diamonds the next minute. But this particular day, we were talking about something, and Sophia's like, no, that's not right. No, Greg, maybe. And Sophia is so damn diplomatic. And I'm just like, no, Sophia, stop. Blah, 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 blah. And I blurted out before I thought, Sophia, listen, I'm the CEO. And you know how words come out? I'm like, damn, I shouldn't have said that. I think I pulled rank on her. I shouldn't have said that. And it was like, it was from a frustration. I'm like, okay, Sophia, I don't really care. I'm the CEO. And all you, I was like, oh, shucks. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Did I just say that? But the response I got wasn't right. Ready?
What was the response, Greg? Do you know what it is, though? Listen, let me tell you, people. You'll pay later.
I am still paying for that.
Mr. Lassiter. Mr. Lassiter, there's a red mark across.
Oh my God.
Timing, young man. Timing. That's all I can say.
It really, you know what? In my life, I've never, ever had to, never wanted to, much less said I wanted to take back something. I said what I said, and I mean what I said. I truly can say this. When I said that, that's something that I wish I could take back. Because her response was, really? CEO?
Question mark. You,
question mark, right. Did you just say that? That's exactly what you said. Did you just really say that? And the first thing, and I don't apologize for anything. I am who I am, and I was like, did I say that? I am so sorry. I'm sorry, and you know
what?
You guys
did
know,
I say?
I'm never gonna listen.
Okay.
But you know what? I got to say, you are one incredible business partner, and you know what, guys? You know, I was all over the place to work. We still work a lot. We essentially work 24 hours a day because when she sleep and Grant sleep, I'm working and vice versa because, you know, you guys have 5 hours and you know I don't sleep at all. And the great thing about Sophia, guys, is this. I'll get home at like 11 and it's like 3 o'clock there and I'm like, Sophia, what are you doing? You know what? Who does that? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. And Sophia's never said to me because if somebody called me at 3 o'clock in the morning and asked me, what are you doing? You know what my response is. Hey, dumbass, what do most people do at 3 o'clock in the morning? And Sophia has never said that. I'll call at 3 o'clock in the morning. And Sophia's like, oh, Greg. And she acts like she's awake. Sophia, and you know that's true. Like, we'll have meetings, Sophia. When you were in New York, we were having meetings, and you were so tired the second day. And you were, like, dozing off. And I'm like, Sophia, what about this? And she was literally dozing off at the table, dozing off. And she's like, and she responded. She responded, which is crazy, you know? I mean, and I'm like, Sophia, you know, everything happens for a reason, and I am so blessed to have you there.
Yeah, bless you. Listen, I mean, I think the relationship, I don't know what it is. We've just got a really, really strong relationship. I think we hit it off straight away,
yeah.
didn't we? You know, some relationships, and then everybody can relate to this. And I think, you know, especially people in the business community, Greg, you have to build relationships.
Right.
For me, I can't work with people. It doesn't matter how much money you have. Doesn't matter how successful you are. It doesn't bother me. That doesn't influence me in any way. What influences me is the relationship that I build with that individual and if I can work with them. Because if I don't like you, I can't work with you.
Right.
It's very, very
simple.
And I know some people might turn around and say, you don't need to like a person to do business. No, I absolutely agree with you.
You don't
have to like a person.
But
if you've got to work with that person day in, day out, over, you know, the next 10 years or whatever it may be, then obviously it's good that you have a good relationship. And I have built all of my relationships. As you know, Greg, we've got over 22,500 members internationally, okay? Now, I don't know everybody the way I know you. However, they're all by invitation only.
Right.
We've got them all over the world in every continent, which is fantastic.
Mm.
And what I am going to be doing, and just for people out there, that I'm going to be opening up the membership for entrepreneurs. Up-and-coming entrepreneurs, and I've never done this before, but I think it's one thing that I can really think about doing, and having Greg on board as a global ambassador as well for the TNOCI, I think there's opportunity to be able to help and mentor, up-and-coming entrepreneurs, and if anybody's interested, they can, you know, feel free to DM me or get in touch. Obviously, there'll be a membership fee involved, etc. However, we will be able to mentor and do a lot of work and help them to get to that next level. And I think for me, my purpose is, I'm going back to what we were saying, you've got to be able to build those relationships. And I've built these relationships over a 25-year period. You know, I'm not going to tell you how old I am. I'm only 28, obviously. But I started when I was two.
I'm truly robbing the cradle then, huh? I am truly robbing the cradle.
But, yeah, it's so for me, you know, and I think everybody can resonate, you know, with what I'm saying, because it is really important.
Right.
It's not about selling, and we do sometimes oversell certain things as people in business. It's not about that. It's about building those relationships. And you know what? Once you've built these amazing relationships, you meet and speak to some of the most. Can I give you an example today? I haven't even told you, Greg, because me and you actually for the first time in months haven't spoken to because you've been that busy.
I've been in meetings all day. That's right.
And it's given me a bit of a break, actually, so thank you for that. But
you did not.
But today, one of my members of the club had introduced me to a gentleman who's based in Las Vegas, and we had a conversation today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's opened another opportunity for me from a business perspective.
Mm-hmm.
This gentleman, and I can't name any names because obviously for privacy details, and obviously he's going to be becoming a member of the club now. He has connections to the whole of Hollywood. I'm talking A1. He books all of the celebrities, any celebrity you want. So if you say to me, I don't know, the Black Eyed Peas to play
Greg
at my wedding.
Greg Lasseter.
Then whatever it may be, what I'm trying to say, he can also...
Wait, hold on a second.
And this
hold on a second. Hold on a second. Did you say you're getting married? Did you say your wedding?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Shush. I said, here we go.
Okay.
If anybody wants, you can have them for any event. Trust you. And if I was, I'd have to have the biggest diamond ring, I'm telling you. It's going to have to be more than 3 carats, that's for sure. So, what was I going to say?
Wow. Okay. I'll get back. We're going to circle back on that one, okay? Okay, we're going to circle back on that. Okay, go ahead. Continue. I'm sorry.
So today, so going back to what I was saying, today we've set up now. I haven't even spoken to Grant, bless him. Grant is probably listening to this show, and he's thinking, bloody hell, what's going on? I have no idea what the hell's going on, because I haven't even told him yet.
You're going to talk to either one of us today, right?
Well, we're going to make 10% on booking fees, and the booking fees are huge, potentially. So, listen, there's other people. I want to bring people in. I want to share the wealth. Greg, one of the things I really want to do, I don't know, my heart is telling me from a business perspective, I want to help as many people to achieve their goals. And this platform, what we do here, you know, is I want it to be, don't get me wrong, I want it to be lighthearted. And I've obviously got the Ask Sophia show as well. And I've got some amazing guests that have been on, such as Liz and Monica. And I've got Natalie Swing on next week as well. Matthew Kairosh, and I'm just so grateful to have that platform, and I know that we can utilize this platform to help so many people around the world. We're hitting millions and millions of people around the world. How, you know, we've got to utilize that opportunity for people to be able to, you know, make a difference. I really want to make a difference, and I think that's where you and I are connected, because we have the same the same mindset when it comes to things like
goals.
That.
So, yeah, I mean, same mindset and goals, right? Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, success is what you make it at the end of the day. And I don't measure success, by the way. And I think we've discussed this before. I don't measure success by how much money or how much money we make.
No.
I measure success on how many people's lives I can help, you know, and affect.
Right.
And, you know, if I can reach one person and make a difference for that person, oh my God, that's payment. That's huge payment for me.
Well,
when it comes to money and things, we all love it. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
However,
it's
not the be all and end all anymore. So,
you're absolutely right, Sophia. You're absolutely right. I being successful at the, and I have to say this, and I have to bring this up because it is a difference. Being successful as a black man in America or anywhere else in the world, I'm at the point now, money is not my primary goal, because I am where I am. But it's more or less helping other people and showing how we got here, you know how we achieved to this point of success. My success is my money. What it does for me, yes, we love nice things, and I got nice things, and we have nice things. But really, truly, my money as a black man in America allows me to keep the superfluous bullshit away from me. Meaning this, I can get the best lawyers and the best accountants. Okay, really, that's what it means. But moreover and more importantly, it's about showing others how to do it, you know. Most of all, charity. Charity is a big thing. That's another thing,
that's where we connected originally, Greg, isn't it?
Right,
I mean,
right.
That's where we connected originally,
right.
Charity. You know, it's such a a huge part of both our lives. Philanthropy, for me,
exactly.
And for you, it's really important to give back, and that's why we support so many people and so many charities, you know, around the world. Obviously, I've got my charity here this year that I'm supporting for Monica and obviously the Kaleidoscope Group charity here. And we've got the ball, which we're obviously going to be attending. So everybody who's booked their tickets to the ball as well, thank you very much. Greg is flying over specifically, and I've got people from the NCI and other members flying over as well.
Right.
Greg has also sponsored the event, which is a phenomenal, you know. I mean, just for that, Greg.
Greg Holding did. Greg Lasseter didn't. Greg Lasseter.
Yeah, you know, Greg Holding. Greg Holding has sponsored the event. So that is the most amazing thing. But it's going to be such an amazing night. Can I just say, I just want to spend a couple of minutes on this. We have sold, we're virtually sold out now. We're nearly there.
Right.
But it's just going to be such an amazing night. And you know what, Greg? Everybody's coming because they want to meet you as well. So you are a legend.
I need you to tell people. I'm not everybody's cup of tea because you know how I am, right? I'm a lot.
You're an American. You are American.
Oh,
you are full on.
You just
unadulterated.
You just call me
American. You're loud. You're brash, and you don't give a flying F. So I'm not going to say it on air. You don't. You don't. Listen, pigs will fly, Gregory.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm talking about,
Sophia, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. And Sophia's right. And most of the people that know me around the world know that, you know, I don't, you know, I am pretty loud, a little bit, right? A little bit loud. And I don't give a crap. I don't care what you think of me. I do what I do, and I do it well. So, you know, so the UK, United Kingdom.
Let's put it this way, Greg.
Let's
put it this way. I wouldn't want to be on your wrong side. Let's put it that way. I certainly wouldn't want to be on your wrong side. I'm very happy on the right side. I don't plan on moving anywhere.
Stop. You're giving these people. You're making it sound like I'm some kind of gangster. I'm not a gangster.
He's the Don. He's the Don Corleone.
Stop.
Stop. Oh, my God.
Stop.
No, he's not, guys.
Oh, my God.
He's not.
No. Right? Wait, guys, you're listening to the Greg and Sophia 5 on G Radio, New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music and music for your soul. And here I have Miss Sophia, my partner, my friend, my girl. You know how we do it. You know how we do it, Sophia. But,
absolutely.
Okay, since we're talking about this, the kaleidoscope. You know what's crazy? I went through Bloomingdale's today. In the UK, if you guys don't know what Bloomingdale's is, it's an upscale department store looking for a new tuxedo, right? And I think I'm a blue Giorgio Armani tuxedo.
What you should be doing, can I give you some advice? You should be having one made in Savile Row, my dear. If you're coming to London next month,
You should be going to get married in Savile Row, my love. I thought about that, right? I thought about that because I got some shoes from J.G. Cleverly, some handmade shoes from J.G. Cleverly. I think it was on Savile Row. And I was thinking about getting a custom suit when I come there next month. You think so? Think I should do that?
Absolutely. We'll go together. I'll play too. Happily.
Okay. What are you wearing? What are you wearing? That's the question. That's the biggest. You know what you can't wear. You know that. I'm not even going to say it.
No, it's going to be, listen, do you know what the color of the charity is? And I don't think you know this, Greg, but this is why it's a line. It's purple. I'm going to be buying purple.
Oh,
it's your favorite color.
Yes.
So I'm
going to
have...
Purple is definitely my favorite color, absolutely.
Yeah, well, I'm looking for something, but it will be purple. That's one guarantee.
Okay,
I'll be flying the flag for Kaleidoscope.
But you know what color shoes you cannot wear? I'm just telling you.
No. Listen, I know. I've seen some shoes drop on a guest. You know what, partner? You're probably going to be buying them because they're going to come out of the bonus.
I knew you were going to say that. But
absolutely.
Hey, look. Let me ask you something. I was watching today in the office. Shavir, do you ever watch the BBC?
I always watch the BBC. Well, do you know what? The BBC at the moment has got a massive scandal at the moment. I don't know whether you've heard it in the States.
Really?
But there's a huge,
No, I haven't.
A huge scandal. Oh, my God. Brits, please forgive me because I haven't really watched. I know his first name, but I can't remember his surname. So if anybody can remember his surname, message it in the chat because I can't remember his surname. But a major presenter who was in the BBC has been doing some not so very good things really with younger younger people. He paid I think it was something like $35,000 for explicit pictures. They were above age, by the way, so legally he hasn't done anything wrong. I think they were 17, but taking into consideration he was in his mid 60s, I think. I don't know, 60s, mid 60s, and it's all come out. It's all, and he was the guy who, he was the presenter that presented the Queen's, I think it was the Queen's funeral. So, and he was going to be
Knighted
and was going to be this. Yeah, it's a major, if you check it out, there's a massive scandal. But at the moment, they're saying that he's mentally, you know, unstable to a certain extent. But listen, I don't really sort of get involved or listen. I just find it really, it's all part and parcel of.
Yeah.
There's always a scandal, you know. We had Philip Schofield, now we've got this Hugh guy, and then this presenter.
Okay.
It's just one thing after another. But
I guess you know there's advantage to having a British business partner, right? There's a lot of advantages, but you know what? Because Sophia, my friend, my partner, I need to be knighted. I need to be knighted, and I need to become
a
lord.
I told you.
Okay.
I'm gonna make you a lord.
So all you people in the U.S., get ready, Lord Gregory or Lord Charles Gregory. I guess has a nice ring to it. Or Sir
Lord
Gregory,
Charles.
You know what?
Lord Charles.
Yo. Well, you know what, Lord Charles? You know what's great? I'm glad you didn't judge me when I first talked to you, when we first started become friends. I'm glad you didn't judge me on me and my so awful British accent.
Oh, my God. Your British accent. Honestly, we've got to, guys, I have to listen to this every single day. He tries to do it. And you know, listen, you know what it is, guys? He tries to swear in this British accent, and it just doesn't work. He sounds Irish. He has a bit of every accent you could possibly, but English. I'm like, Greg,
what's wrong with having a... Oh, my God. Hey, let's have a spa tea, you bloody Boston.
But you know what? What I find really amusing, and I'm going to give a shout-out to Grant here again. Grant, bless him, when we're on the phone or whenever we're talking, he just stays silent.
You know what? And on business, I was a partner, Grant. God bless him. I don't know how Grant just, but he has to put up with me and Sophia. Can you imagine? Because yesterday, remember, we were on the phone, and yesterday I was just dealing with all kind of crazy people, and I just got on the phone, and I was, you know, anybody who knows me, no
venting,
political correctness.
Goes you were venting.
Yes, but the political correctness. But the political correctness went totally out the door. You know that, right? It went totally out the door.
I
was
like, Greg, you can't say that.
No, right? but Grant was just like, I could see Grant's face is like, did he really just say that? You know, I could see Grant turning red. I can honestly see Grant. And after we got off the call, the three of us got off the call, you called me right away. You're like, Greg, come on, what's wrong with you? What the hell? Sophia said, Greg, did you have a drink? I'm like, no.
I did.
I know, right? Like, did you have a drink? I'm like, why did I have a drink? It was one of those days. I'm like, no, Sophia, I did not have a drink. Thank you. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. But it's happy hour somewhere. Oh, no, let me stop. No,
oh,
I did not have a drink. But,
oh, my goodness. Honestly,
it is.
No,
I don't know.
It wasn't bad, by the way. Can I just say, when we say it was politically, we were talking about certain things. However, it wasn't a bad thing. It wasn't anything negative. So I don't want people to think that
no,
you were
right,
talking
no, right. No, no, right.
It wasn't
no,
that.
No, no, no. It wasn't anything.
But it was,
it was politically incorrect. That was all it was.
What made me laugh is that you go off on one. But the thing is, when you go off on one, you don't go off. You go on every tangent. So if you can imagine like a starburst, guys, imagine a starburst. Drop a balloon. You know, when you've got a balloon full of paint, and then obviously you drop it from a height and it splatters, that's Greg Lasseter. That is literally Greg Lasseter.
But...
That's a good analogy,
actually,
you know, Greg.
Thing,
that's a really good analogy of you.
That is very good. But
really
I know what
I love.
It really is. That is really good. But you know what I do love? I mean, you do keep up with me. You know what? I talk fast.
I'm one step ahead of you. What are you talking about?
that is true. That is true. That is your up. No, I've never met anybody one step ahead of Greg Lasseter, because I'm always two steps ahead. And you're two steps ahead of me. So, you know, you're always quick on it and always coming back. And you know what? And the good thing about, you know, there's a lot of great things about having you as a partner. You're like me. We're always thinking. We're always thinking, right? Always thinking.
But that's what successful people do, Greg. And that's what drives us because we bounce. I think one of the things, and I think which I love about the people that I'm surrounded by, is that we all bounce off each other and we bounce ideas from each other. And that's how great things grow, you know. And we have a saying in England, from small acorns, big oaks grow. Yeah. So, you know, the oak trees, that's what it is. And it's exactly how, you know, I see, you know, somebody might say something, you know, like you, Greg, for example, you know, when we talked about Emma Zucker recently, yeah?
Right.
And
oh,
like,
my God. Let me tell that story, please. I mean to cut across you, but so Sophia and I were talking. This was like literally 3 months ago, and I was just ranting about something. I'm not going to tell you what I was ranting about. But I said, Sophia, you know what? We're going to write a book about Emma and his European adventures, right? I swear to God. I literally, within hours, she's like, Greg, well, what about this? I'm like, whoa. Literally, our book came together in less than a month, right? Right?
Yeah, I mean, I worked on it solidly. I did work on it solidly, though.
Yes.
And it's something that I've always wanted to do. So it was a passion of mine.
Right.
So I'd already, you know, started writing some other stuff as well. But when you said this, and I thought, oh, my God, what an amazing opportunity. And it was, you know, when you just get something. This is not business for me. This is my own passion.
Right.
So the radio show, what we're doing now, and what we have done with the book, are my own personal goals. Do you understand? These are not from a business perspective. These are my personal goals. These are things that I wanted to do for myself. And, you know, when you said, should we write a book? I was like, oh, yes, let's do it. This is what I've always wanted to do. And, you know, the thing is, when you've got good people surrounding you and you have good people that understand how you work, you can achieve anything. And this is what I – listen, guys, if I can say anything to all of you out there, never, ever doubt, because, you know, you can make anything happen. We can make anything happen. You've just got to want to make it happen.
Yeah.
And we did. And Emma's book. And, oh, my God, Grant is – like I said, Grant is my business – let me just explain who Grant is and how he got involved. Grant is my business partner, and I brought Grant into my business, the TNOCI, originally, and I brought him in as a director of the company, you know, a senior director of the TNOCI, and he deals with all my my global – operations and marketing, etc. He's just the most phenomenal man, and he has been my rock for many, many years. And you know, I say that, you know, openly to the world, because without Grant, I don't think we would have got.
Right, exactly.
He's just phenomenal, and I will bring him on all our journeys. I've always promised him that, and no matter what happens, because I have the relationships primarily with all of the members. And I've always said to Grant that no matter what, I want him involved on the journey. And this when the book came across, and obviously Grant's daughter, and I'm going to actually say, she's a young student, and she is the lady that is doing all of our illustrations for the book. But oh my god,
wait till you guys see it.
Unbelievable. She's just phenomenally wait to see these illustrations. And this is her first paid job, and she's getting paid really well, bless her. I'm just proud to be able to bring
people really well?
On.
Hold on a second.
She's getting paid well. She's 19 years of age.
Really well. That really well. That makes me feel some kind of way. Am I overpaying? Are we overpaying?
No, you're not. You're underpaying her, actually, Mr.
No.
Lassiter.
No, you're right. You know. Sabrina, we love you. We love you, Sabrina.
Absolutely, 100%. But you know what? It's going to be wait till the rest of the book's guys. I mean, I've already started writing the next adventure. So this book is launching in. We're just pulling everything together, and it should be published
end of July.
Hopefully, end of July, beginning of August. We're going to be doing the promos and everything in the States. And then we'll be back in the UK doing the promos around the country here as well. But I want to get the next series started, because it's just there's so much to come. But I'm not going to give too much away now. I don't want to really give too much away.
Don't give it away. This summer is pretty much done. This summer is pretty much done, because once we launch the book, then we got to make the radio shows. We're going to do the radio shows, the morning radio shows, Good Morning America, Good Morning America, NBC, the Today Show, and so on. And then we're going to start the U.S. book tour, and that's going to take us through October. And October, we have the Kaleidoscope fundraiser in the U.K. And then I guess
you've got to get to England before that. You're coming to England before that.
I'm coming in 2 weeks. I'll be there. I don't know if it's in, because, we got a lot going on in July. I'll be there near the end of July.
I'm not going to be around. So.
No, you're not going to be in July. No, but you know, August is the month of
That's
August.
That's right. You're coming in August.
I have to run your
schedule as well, because it doesn't know what the bloody hell
no,
is doing.
No, you really do. I don't. When I wake up, I'm like, what am I doing today? But August is the high holidays start August 1st, right? From August to Christmas is the high holidays for the last of it, because my birthday is in August. Then I celebrate my birthday for the whole month of August. Then I got Thanksgiving and Christmas. I know that you guys don't have Thanksgiving, but we do, and that's a big holiday for me. So this year it's pretty
I'm looking
done.
Forward to.
I, think
I
we'll
want
start...
to experience Thanksgiving, Greg. So you're gonna have to.
Oh yes, that's
I've
gonna
never
be
experienced
awesome.
It.
Oh no
and
doubt.
The kids
could...
definitely.
Oh,
maybe
no,
Grant
awesome.
As well. You're gonna have to do Thanksgiving for us, I think, this year.
No doubt. And that'll be awesome. I'll fix 15 courses. Two people, and have leftovers and things like that. But this
would be fabulous
for
me not to have to do anything, to be honest with you. Coming from a Greek family,
because I love cooking.
All we ever do is cook. And I'm sure there's Greeks and other people out there that can resonate. But don't forget as well, Greg, can I just remind you as well that in September, my dear, you have a huge concert that you are going to do. You forget
to
bring
that
up.
I did not forget because I haven't practiced. You can tell them what I'm doing. The Lincoln Center. What am I doing?
Listen, guys, at the Lincoln Center in New York, and I'm going to open this out. I wasn't going to say anything, but I'm going to open it out to anybody who fancies a weekend in New York. Greg is actually a phenomenal classical and modern violinist. You should hear this man play. Oh my God! Well, we how, what is it? A 50-piece orchestra?
You're too kind, girl. You're too kind, girl. Say that again.
You're phenomenal, Greg. Please. We have a 50-piece orchestra. Is it 50-piece, Greg, or is it
52-piece?
52-piece. So we've got 2,500 people that are potentially coming to this. And if anybody wants to come, just message me, because again, what we're doing, we're going to be charging a minimal cost for tickets. But we're also giving back to charity, guys, okay, as
Absolutely.
What wants to come from the UK? Well, Grant's going to be there. So, and I'm sure we'll try and get Sabrina and Abby to come, and obviously Grant's young lad as well, his boy. And, some of the family, and I'm sure there's going to be quite a few people that are going to want to come and probably have a weekend to come and see that. So
the doors are open, it's going to be fun.
Just let us know, and we'll let you know.
Yes. So please get in touch with Sophia, not me. Get in touch with Sophia, because Sophia handles...
Well, we're just finalizing the date in September, but I think it's going to be near middle of September, I think you said, wasn't it?
That is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct. Please, guys, please get a hold of Sophia. Not me. Sophia handles all that, because I got enough things going on right now that she can't keep up with. She has to tell me. So you guys, and then if you tell me, because I'm a little bit older, I'm a lot older than she is, if I don't write it down, then I'll forget.
I'm going to set up a page, I think, or I'll set up somewhere where people can actually, you know, if they want tickets or anything like that, they can just either DM me, or they can, you know, they can contact me through the Asophia website, or, you know, email me directly, which they're welcome to do, and we'll put all those details up. That won't be a problem. But listen, anybody that wants to come, I'm going to be there. I'm actually going to be introducing you, so I've got to practice for that.
True.
But yeah,
I'm
just so excited. It's exciting, and it's going to be great, and we're raising money for charity. So again,
absolutely,
we're living the dream. Do you know what, Greg? Have you ever sat back and thought we're actually living the dream? To a certain extent, it's living our best life. It's the best thing. It's just knowing that you can do so much. It is.
Oh,
it is
my God.
I feel so blessed.
I can't believe you said that, because today early I was in a meeting, right? And you know me, I'll be in a meeting and Sophia texts me, and I look down at the text and I'll just go on. We'll be texting back and forth, and people will be talking to me. And I said today, I was like, yo, I haven't talked to Sophia. I haven't texted her all day today. And I'm like, you know what? We are actually living our best life. And I'm like, wow. And put it like this. I always thought I was living my best life until I had partners, right? When you got partners and you got people to help you and see things, and I always lived my best life, but it's been like one of those things, it's just me. You know, I got a great group of people, but it's just me, and I put it all together. But when you have a partner that you can trust, two, that is always thinks like you, think longer, you know, next step further. When you have partners like that, it changes your entire life. And I got to say, Sophia, you've changed my entire life in the last 6 months. Like, I can breathe, man. You know?
Yeah, but that's a good partnership.
Thank God for Grant, too.
Yeah.
That is an awesome partnership. And thank God for Grant, because, look at all this stuff. I said, Grant, we need to do this, this, this. And Grant just, he doesn't even say, okay, it's done. Grant, like, when we talk about rebranding, I'm rebranding my organization. And
I'm rebranding your organization. What are you talking about? I'm rebranding your organization. We brand. Listen, there's so much to do, and I think we've managed to get done for you you know. I introduced Grant to Greg, by the way. So this is how it all sort of came about, and brought Grant into the business here with Greg as well. And this is why we make such an amazing partnership. You know, I know that when I say to Grant, bless him, you know, Grant, what do you think of this? And can we get this done? It's within minutes, not even hours. Within minutes, he's like on it. And I remember you, Greg. I talk about this really. It was heartwarming because I remember we were talking about the website. Do you know when we were doing the GrexJet website originally? I think that was the first thing that we were doing.
For those of you people that don't know, Greg,
can I just give you an accolade, please? And I don't want this to be all about, you know,
yes, thank you.
But at the same time, can I just say that Greg is a very humble man, and he doesn't talk about it very often, but I think people need to know, and I'm going to get you to say a few words about you in a bit, Greg, because I don't think many people know exactly the full extent of what you've achieved. But this man, man is the first African-American in America. The first African-American in America to own his own private jet. And you are still the only African-American. Am I right in saying that? In the
service. Yes.
What an amazing
private
achievement. And you were the first African-American who worked at Merrill Lynch as well? How many years ago was that?
Yep, that's correct. That's not important. That's not important. Put it like this. It was in the '80s. Some of you guys weren't even born. You weren't even born, Sophia. You weren't even born.
I'm proud of. I don't care who anybody knows my age. To be honest with you, I was born in 72, 51. I'm proud of it. So, but what I was going to say,
I'm almost 62.
Achievement that this man has done in his lifetime, and from where you came from, Greg, and how hard you have worked. And can I just say, and I've done it a couple of times on Facebook, and I've really done it because I've wanted to, you know, to celebrate Greg, because people, if he is not an inspiration to young entrepreneurs that want to make it who want to get to that next level, because I've always said, never put a limit to what you can achieve. We can achieve anything. It doesn't matter. We're talking, you know what, Greg, you know, when we're talking about, you know, the next stages and you know, how much, you know, it's about leaving a legacy for us now, isn't it? And leaving a legacy for you. I'm nowhere near in your league. Yeah. And I put it out there, guys.
She is. Guys, don't even try. Yes, she is. She's definitely in the same league. Don't let her fool you. She's in the same league. Thank you for saying that. But that's not true. She's in the same league. Thank you.
Oh, bless you. But the fact is that, you know, what you've achieved in your lifetime is phenomenal. I mean, you've got, do you know what? I'm passing over to you. I think you need to give a little, I'm not asking you to go through the whole lot, but I think you need to give our listeners an idea, because you are experienced. So when we're talking about, you know, business and giving advice on business, Greg, I want people to understand that you are qualified in this field, because what people don't know is that you are a qualified pilot, you're a qualified lawyer, and you're a qualified accountant, for God's sake. Most people have one of those in a lifetime. You've got all three, you know.
Just the corporations
that you're in.
A bachelor's degree, two MBAs, and a law degree. That's all. Overeducated.
You can never be overeducated. I think education is
that's
key.
That's true.
And I'm an advocate
very much
for kids.
Absolutely.
But yeah,
absolutely.
Give people a rundown of a bit of your business sort of acumen, in essence, Greg.
Well, thing of it is, Sophia, I have I have to ask Sophia how many companies, 20 different companies doing 20 different things. We're anywhere from publishing to
a record label.
You have a bank.
To a foundation.
You have
to
a bank,
yes. And,
yeah, you
and,
have
and,
a
yes,
bank?
In the Caribbean. Yeah, in the Caribbean. And I literally have to ask Sophia, okay, what is this company again? Or what about this company? you think I'm kidding. Sophia's like, well, Greg, what about this one? I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right, Sophia. You're right, Sophia. You're right. I forgot about that. And I that's why I say to people, I am so thankful for Sophia and of course, Grant, that, you know, I mean, now that, you know, I have to sit back and I've always been organized, but Sophia makes you be real organized. So I'm like, wait a minute.
Do you know what? Can I just tell you something, guys? And do you know what the frustrating thing for me? Let me tell you something. Actually, Mr. Lasseter, this one I'm going to pull you off on. Do you know what he says? Because I am a perfectionist when it comes to getting things done. And one thing about Mr. Lasseter, it's done in the Lasseter time. And every time when he said to me, you know what it is, Sophia? It doesn't get done in Sophia time. And I'm like, oh, my God. It's me as bad as the CEO comment. Seriously. Because I get shit done. I'm sorry, but I do.
Yes. You do. You really do. But you know what, but I got to say this, though. You're absolutely right on that. And that's another thing you cannot say, you know. That's another thing. There's two things I can't take. I have to take back. I'm the CEO, and I'm like, this is not Sophia's time. It's not. Everything is not done in Sophia's time. And then I'm like, then I shut up. I'm like, okay. But Sophia, you know what? Every time Sophia has said, Greg, you got to do this, man, I'm like, what do I say? Sophia, you know what? I got this.
Do you know what his name is? And if you guys, if you follow me or Greg on Facebook, I did post, Greg, I got this. Lasseter, that is his name now. Sophia, because every time I speak to Sophia, I've got this. Sophia, I've got this. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh,
so it's Greg, I've got this Lasseter. Yeah, that is. I'm going to get his name changed by Deepol, I think. And, yeah.
Oh,
I got
my
this.
God.
That's our new slogan.
Yeah.
Actually, Greg Condi, I got this.
Right. Oh, my God. You are funny. You know what we got to do? We got to take a really quick commercial break, if I can find it. You're listening to the Greg and Sophia Vibe here on G Radio, New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, where you can also find the Ask Sophia Show, the Greg and Sophia Vibe, as well as the Quiet Storm. And guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Attention jet setters and high flyers. Are you tired of settling for ordinary flights? It's time to elevate your travel experience with GrexJet, the ultimate luxury jet service. Our cutting-edge fleet features the finest aircraft. With GrexJet, you'll soar through the skies in the epitome of luxury and sophistication. Wherever you want to go, GrexJet will take you there. From bustling cities of the United States to the exotic destinations worldwide, our flights will transport you seamlessly to your desired location. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Step into a world of luxury and book your next journey with GrexJet today. Call us now on 212-951-1324 or visit our website at www.grexjet.net. GrexJet, redefining luxury air travel, one flight at a time.
You're listening to the Greg and Sophia Vibe here at G Radio. We're back. You know what, guys? I have to say, I want to thank everybody for listening. We still have like 30 minutes left, but Sophia, you are so amazing for keeping me and the team together. And you know what? I thought I was tireless. No, you are. But guys, listen, we got a new thing. If you can't listen to us live, you can get gas. Greg and Sophia, on demand. I had to say it. Lucky you.
Oh, my God, Greg, you do realize we would drive people insane. We would, honestly.
But I love it, though. I love it, though.
Do you know what, guys? Are we able to tell people how many listeners we've got, Greg? Because I think it's pretty amazing, at the time.
We'll post it. We'll post it.
Okay.
Let's post it.
All right.
Let's just post
it.
So people can.
Okay.
It's six countries. It's at least six countries. So, you know what? Sophia, I know I'm a lot. And, like, guys, this is not contrived. Because when Sophia and I thought about this, we just like, hey, let's do it. Why not? We have the platform and we can do it. And, guys, you don't understand. This is how Sophia and I are every single day. Like,
every day.
I think sometimes Sophia's like, I need to go lay down. Greg, I just need to go lay down.
Yeah, you know what? The thing is, you are, if I had to describe you, you are the Duracell bunny, which jumps around constantly. You know, that one that never runs out, the Duracell battery. I don't know if you have those in America, but in England, people know what I'm talking about.
We have them.
Honestly, it takes a very special person to be able to do. You're just off the scale. Mm-hmm. But this is what it's all about, I'm just feeling very blessed, and I don't complain, because I am one of the fortunate ones, and I thank God and I thank the universe for you coming into my life and into the club, and us being able to do business, because you know what, Greg, we're going to be able to do great things, not just for us and our businesses, but for other people too.
Right.
And that's the most important thing for me, because we are going to hit so many hit so many people, out there. And already, there's a big impact that's already starting to happen. And I think I sit back and I look at what is happening, Greg, and I think, bloody hell, how is this? I don't know whether you sit back sometimes, but you think how surreal things are sometimes.
Yes.
And I think, this is God's way of blessing us, and, we're blessed, so we must bless others, and that's what I want us to do. But
right.
I hope everybody
enjoys. That's exactly right.
Everything that we're doing, because it's really important for me and for you that we enjoy
that
what we
correct.
Do.
Right.
It is.
Absolutely.
And
you know what? And you know, one good thing with Sophia and I would say, you can do and be anything that's required. Anything.
Whatever.
You can be anything you want. And like, I'm a firm believer, and Sophia would tell you, I make things happen. I make it happen. Sophia was here last month, and we knew
May.
Yeah, birthday. You're doing your birthday, and Sophia happened to be in a movie. We got in a movie together. I was I played the mayor of New York City, and she played my chief of police.
The queen.
July 29th, and trust me, we want to thank big shout out to the director, writer, and producer Jermaine Smith for having us in there. The timing was everything. Oh my God, I'm a New Yorker, and I'm trying to be all cool. So Sophia, I went to get Sophia. So we're going to the set. And we get an Uber, and I'm putting in the address. And I'm like, dude, we're going to Brooklyn. And I'm like, Sophia, where's Brooklyn? I'm like, Brooklyn's cool.
God.
We get to Brooklyn. Hey, look, I'm trying to be all cool. Okay, if you guys, anybody know anything about New York, we were in East New York. I have to say this. It's not one of the pleasant places to be. Put it like this. We heard helicopters, and Sophia, what is Sophia? Sophia was cool, though. And so she looked at me, helicopter, police helicopter, ambulances, and police cars, and they were not part of the movie, right? So
they
Sophia
were flying
looked at me,
everywhere.
Greg?
They were just all over the place. I was like, oh, my God, this is just like being in another movie.
Sophia gives me that look, like, you're going to protect me, right? I'm like, hell no, you better run when I run.
It was. Oh, my God. Do you know what? No, listen. This is not a bad. It wasn't. It's just a different. It was just different.
No,
I think. Listen, there's good and bad in every. And the people
right,
are beautiful. You know, the people that we met
we have fun.
Circumstances for people, I don't look at areas. However, I just think it was the scenario that we were in, Greg. And I remember, guys, and it was really hot in the day, and I had to dress all in black. So I had this leather jacket on, and I had this top and jeans and some, you know, I wasn't expecting to be in this
80 degrees outside.
And, oh, my God, it was so cold. Greg, and it was a proper movie set, guys, and we had to race around, and we were doing things, and it was like, I'm thinking, my God, it's getting colder, and everybody was going, come on in, and do this, and I'm thinking, no, stand, you know, do this, be tough.
No, but wait,
what a
the great. Funny thing about that, the funny thing about that was, so, our lines were actually, there weren't very many lines, put it like this, there were important lines in the movie that we had, but it wasn't very many of them. So put it like this, it took us longer to drive there than our lines were. And I think we waited around before we said it, 3 hours?
4 hours. We were there before we didn't go. Because we went for pizza. Oh, guys.
Oh my God.
We went for pizza. I don't like pizza, people. But I tell you what, Greg said to me, because it was too late to go to a restaurant. It was like, it was quite late.
Right,
I think it was going on to midnight. And Greg says, we've got to go and have pizza.
No,
I'm
it was like 1,
not 12, really 30. Into pizza.
Right. It was like 12, 30, 1 o'clock in the morning. Right.
Oh, my God, people.
Guys, you've seen the pictures. But to see her in real life. So if you're not from New York, and I'm going to say this, the greatest pizza in the world is in New York.
Absolutely.
And Sophia Capin. Greg, you know Sophia in her proper way. Greg, I don't know if I, you know what, I'm not a pizza eater. I'm like, Sophia, trust me. Trust me on this. Sophia.
I scoffed me. I scoffed a lot. Oh, my God. It was the most amazing pizza I've ever eaten. Honestly, there is not one, and I don't know if there is, because I don't eat pizza hugely, but in England, not a patch. We went to this, it was a traditional Italian pizza place in New York. We got an Uber back, and Greg stopped at this pizza place that he knew or whatever it was, and we literally, we had such a laugh, but the taste. We had a slice of pizza. Oh, my God, it was the size of my head. This pizza slice was like as big as a pie. And,
oh, my God.
Because we don't, listen, Greg, we don't sell pizza slices. The only pizza slice you'll get, and the English will understand this, the UK lot, is in bloody Greg's. Greg's Bakery here in England, and believe me, they're not pizza slices like you do them in New York.
But guys, if you haven't seen Sophia eat pizza, if you haven't seen her eat pizza, look at the pictures I posted. She was loving the pizza. She was loving the pizza. She was loving the pizza.
I was.
But
it was amazing. Oh my! And the other thing, I remember you said to me, "What was that bloody drink that you were drinking, Greg?" And you were like,
"Oh my God,
like,
guys! Wait,
Gatorade. What was it?
Okay, you Brits don't have Gatorade. Gatorade is a staple in America, and she loved it.
Is that
Gatorade?
Is that like Monster?
You know,
is that like a Monster drink?
No,
is
Monster.
It?
No, it's an energy drink. No, Monster is Monster has caffeine in it. Gatorade has electrolytes. Has electrolytes in it. You know, it's a fruit flavored electrolyte. And we had Gatorade Zero, so it had no calories. So she loved it. She's like, they don't have this. I'm like, wait, you Brits don't have Gatorade?
Somebody's going to prove me wrong now, because they're going to come back to Britain and say, yes, we do have Gatorade or something for them, but I've never seen it.
Sophie, the funny thing is, so every time Sophie comes to New York, We're going to have pizza and Gatorade. Most people
oh my
have
God.
Pizza and
I'm
wine.
I'm not
going to
leave New York unless I have a slice of pizza.
No, but guys, no one Sophia did not, you know what you did not get when you were here. Now, if you're, if you want to be a New Yorker, right, there's two things you got to get. And I didn't want Sophia to get it this time because we had so much to do and I didn't want her to be sick. You got to have a pizza and you have to have a disgusting hot dog on the corner, on the street vendor. That you got to have one of those.
Are these
that's
a hot dog?
Sitting in the dirt. Did you? No, you did not. You really? You didn't even tell me that. You had one?
I didn't tell you because
no,
you weren't around that day.
Day.
You were.
No,
you were
no,
around
no.
That
I wanted
day.
To see you.
So
that's because she was in the bathroom all day. That's why she was in the bathroom all day. She had a hot dog that was in dirty water all day off the street corner. That's it. No wonder she didn't say, "Greg, meet me today," because she was still sick. That's why.
I'll give you sick.
Oh my god.
No,
oh
listen,
god.
I love New York and I can't wait. Do you know what I want to just quickly touch on as well, Greg, because I want people to know, because I'm just so excited about all the things that are happening. And I think, you know, pure energy,
right.
I think we need to talk about a little bit about
just
pure energy
say
and
that.
What's going on with that.
Yes. Okay, let me start off by saying, I came up with this concept called pure energy. At first it was Pure Energy New York, Netflix. Thank you, Netflix. And Pure Energy was about doing all the things in New York City when you have no money to when you have an unlimited budget, from the food to the places to the extravagant things. And I was going to do it by myself, but Sophia is going to be part of Pure Energy. Now, Pure Energy is not just – it's not Pure Energy New York anymore. It's Pure Energy because – after we wrap New York, we're going to the United Kingdom, and we're going to do that. Then after the UK, we're going to Spain, and after Spain, Tokyo, and so on and so on. And Sophia agreed to be my co-host. And a big shout-out to Norman Fleet Colvin. Norman's going to do segments on it. Norm, if you're listening, Fleet, we love you, man. We love you. And Fleet and Cape, a little
we
bit
love
about Fleet.
You.
Fleet
I can't
guy.
Wait
I
to
up.
Meet you, Norman, yes. actually. Can't wait to meet you.
We
I've learned so many great things.
Me and this
so,
guy.
Looking forward to that.
Me and this guy grew up. We grew up in. I grew up in D.C., the D.C. area, the DMV they called it. And Norm and I went to high school together. We went to school together, not high school. We went to like junior high. So that's how long I've known him. And he's the funniest guy in the world. Wait, guys, you guys are listening. Some of you guys know Fleet, but wait till Sophia meets him. You think I make you laugh? Wait. Norman's going to make you laugh. He's going to make you laugh. Why?
I got to
tell you guys, between business, Sophia and I doing business all day, one thing we do all day long is laugh. Sophia has me laughing all day. Like walking down the street. Guys, I walk down the street. I have Sophia on the phone. And like, you can't believe, like, I'm talking to Sophia in real time. And I'm like, things happen. Like New York, if you know anything about New York, Sophia has been with me walking down the street like, Sophia, I think this guy is dead. And I'm like, I walk over. She's like, what? Like things like that.
Oh, God. And he video calls me, and there's this guy lying on the floor. And he's like, everywhere he goes, I don't know whether it follows him.
Oh,
it follows you, Greg, wherever you go. A woman was knocked over. There was a car that knocked that woman over as well. And then there was a guy that stabbed a guy. Oh, my God, in front of you.
Right.
And it's every time in front of you. And I'm like, I don't know what it is.
But you wouldn't believe it. You guys wouldn't believe it. Sophia's literally on the phone with me when she's happening. And I'm like, Sophia, wait, hold on a second. This is what's happening. And I'll say, hold on. And she'll hear the conversation. Like, it's really happening.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, everything,
the police
right?
are
everything.
There. I can hear the sirens going in the background. Only in New York. I mean, seriously, there's not a day that we don't have drama. And I'm like, Greg,
oh my God.
Just stay home.
don't go anywhere. Let me speak to you whilst you're in the house, and then I'll let you go on your way. Because time I call him, and you know what? The one thing that's frustrating, as soon as I'm on the phone, within like 10 seconds, it's like, so, let me call you back. Let me call you back. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, for God.
The best part, the best part was last week when Emma and I, I live in New York, so I live on the second floor because I like to walk, I like to take an elevator. But this particular day, I'm on the phone.
Yeah.
I'm on the phone with Sophia, and I'm walking Emma. I get stuck in the elevator for like an hour. Emma and I,
for 45
stuck in the elevator. Seriously. And I'm like, and I remind you, there's no circulation. It's 85 degrees outside. And I'm like, phew. And he's like, calm down. Look at me.
I'm going to die. I'm like, calm down, Greg. Calm down.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was hilarious.
Take a deep breath in.
Seriously, it was freaking hilarious, man. I mean, you know, guys, New York is one of those things. One of those places where if it can happen, it will happen. Everything happens in New York. Wow. And it's truly a city that never sleeps, right? Truly.
Absolutely.
I don't think you live outside of London, right?
Yeah. I'm not in London.
You know,
I'm not. Our offices are based over in London. However, no, I live in the countryside. I'm not going to say exactly where, but I live more in the countryside area.
No.
So it takes me a couple of hours to get into London. But that's beside the point.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's London is one of the most amazing cities in the world, Greg, as you know.
It's like New York. No, yeah, I've been there. It's like New York. Yeah. It's like New York. It's always going.
Do you know what
the difference
is in New York, Greg? All I could smell in Times Square, was pot. That's all I could smell.
Oh, my God.
From walking
around
the street.
Right. Because you guys know this, that marijuana is legal in some states in New York. Some states in America. But it's definitely legal in New York City, and I hate the smell of weed. I just like, you can walk down the block and smell five different kinds of weed, and I hate it. And Times Square, and if you guys never been to Times Square, so Sophia is in the middle of Times Square. You got acrobats. Oh my God, she fell for the old okie doke. She took pictures with the. the characters. And I'm like,
they jumped.
Which is something like, come here,
no. You weren't there. I was waiting for you to turn off, but you were late, as usual.
Right.
Honestly, the only thing I would say, a woman on your own, you've got to dress like a New Yorker. And to be honest with you, I wasn't necessarily dressed like a New Yorker. I was a bit too glam for a New Yorker, to be honest.
Yeah, because you know what? This woman always wears heels. This woman wears heels everywhere. And I'm like, so I met her. I said, look, we're walking. I'm like, you really are not going to walk 100 blocks in these high heels. She would. But I'm like, you might not want to do that. Seriously, you wear heels.
I've had
50
years of high heels. No, I'm okay. Listen, they were wedgies, so they were fine. Those were really high heels, but they weren't too bad. But yeah, you a woman's got to have a heel, and you've got to understand that.
Yeah,
no doubt. Yeah, I think that's for me. London is slightly different because it's illegal. Obviously, pot is illegal. You know, illegal in the UK.
You're not allowed to smoke it.
So it was an example, and I'll make you laugh. I think, and you know, the same happened when I was in the Netherlands. And went to Amsterdam.
Right. Oh,
and
yeah.
Again, it was, oh, my God, that was an experience. Oh, and that's another show. you know, that'll be.
But yeah, that was the same thing, and it brought back memories of the smell. I just can't stand the smell of pot. So yeah, it was just like walking around, and you were literally, you know, breathing in other people's fumes to a certain extent. But apart from that, I mean, I love New York City, and you know, just all the billboards and just everything. It's just a spectacular city. It just really is, and the food and everything was fantastic. But looking forward to pure energy.
And that's going to be great. You guys got to excuse the noise in the background. Emma's doing little, what they call swirlies. She's running from room to room, jumping on the couch and off the couch, you know, because she's getting her energy out. I don't know. And this is what's crazy. 8 o'clock every night, she gets this burst of energy, man. And I'm like, why now? Why now? Why can't you? I'm getting ready to try to calm down. She's running from room to room, calling little, they call it twirlies or twirlies or something. But really quick, we need to talk about the book. If you guys haven't ordered our book yet, please go to emmasfabulousadventures.com and order it there. It'll be out by the end of July. Now,
end of July, beginning of August. Let's be realistic here, yeah?
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. It's going to be out. It's going to be out tomorrow because I want it out tomorrow. I want it tomorrow.
Raining. But raining, Mr. Lasseter. Raining. That's my job.
I know. You're right. But you guys, I need you guys to tune in every Saturday to the Ask Sophia Show. Now, tell us about the Ask Sophia Show, Sophia.
Yeah. Listen, I need you to listen on the 22nd and the 26th. We are going to have a two-part. One of my closest friends, and I love her dearly, is a lady called Natalie Kairosh. Natalie Kairosh, to give you an idea, this is one of the most inspirational women, as far as I'm concerned, on the planet. She got an MBE from the Queen. She was actually stabbed. And I don't want to say too much because I don't want to ruin it. For you for the show. However, she was stabbed several times. You will find out how many times when she comes on the show next week, and survived the stabbing. But she was also 8 months pregnant at the time too, and she was stabbed by her partner. But she has done some unbelievable work. We are going to be talking about her story, and one of the things that Greg and I are very keen on doing. She wrote a book called Still Standing, which is, you've got to go out there and buy it. You can get it on Amazon. Still Standing by Natalie Kairosh. And it's just one of the most inspirational books and stories that you will ever get to hear. It's heartbreaking, but also at the same time, it sort of features, you know, a lot on domestic abuse. She was in a relationship that she was, you know, thought was perfect.
Right.
There was no issues that showed. So again, I'm not going to go into too much information because I don't want to tell her story. She needs to tell you and you need to listen. But I know that this show will be unbelievable to listen to and very, very, very inspirational. So please, the first part of the series is on the 22nd. And then we're going to be doing the next one on the 26th, where we will be covering knife crime and domestic abuse, and we'll be talking about that. So serious subjects.
Right.
You know, the Greg and Sophia vibe is more lighthearted, everyday fun, but the Ask Sophia Show is going to be a little bit is a lot more serious when we're talking about subjects like this. So please tune in.
Well, so we got about a minute, and tomorrow night you're going to listen to. You're listening to The Quiet Storm with your host, Greg Lasseter, here at G-Radio, New York City Radio, for your classic soul and R&B music. I like saying that. Tomorrow night, I have a guest called Robert E. Carnegie. He has a firm called the 16 Collective LLC, which specializes in social equity cannabis, whatever that is. But, Sophia, thank you so, so much. And
thank you,
it's
Greg.
Been fun, huh? You know,
any
last party
for the
first words?
Show, I've loved it. I think it's great. Great.
Yes, this is great.
It would be great to get comments from our listeners as well. But thank you, everybody, for listening.
Right.
And
we look forward to
having you on here with us again next Thursday.
next Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Sophia, I want to give you a really special shout out because it's like 1:30 there in the morning. And all the UK listeners and people from around the world, thank you. Thank you so much. But until next time, guys, we're out. Peace.
You gave me the feeling.